Okay, let's review Erev in Daf Samech Ches. After the story at the end of the previous Daf, where it was clear that there was no Erev or Shituf in the Mavri that both Abaye and Rava lived, so Rabbi Rav Chanan asks Abaye, Mavu this be trei gavri Rava v'kirabon and lola havi be lo Erev v'lo Shituf? Could it be that Mavri, where two great Talmidei Chacham like you and Rava lived, didn't have an Erev or a Shituf? So Abaye explains that they couldn't set up a Shituf because all four possibilities wouldn't work in their particular circumstance. Mar lavorche, Rava can't be expected to collect bread from everybody for the Shituf because it's beneath his dignity. And not to Ritna Bigersai, I, Abaye, am too busy learning to collect the food. Inu Lumashkli, the other residents of the Mavri don't care to do it, and I can't just be makna some food to everybody in the Mavri because I'm too poor to actually give it to them if they would want it. And we know the rule is Zechimim Mavri Shabikish Ayin Vishem Vilonosnlo, Batala Shituf. If somebody in the Mavri requests the Shituf food and is turned down, the Shituf is totally invalid. Abaye also rejected Rabba Bar Rav Chanan's suggestion to just be makna Irevius Haluk of vinegar from his warehouse to the other residents to serve as the shituf, because ein mishtatfin ba'otzer, we can't make a shituf with food that's in storage and not clearly designated as the shituf, since anybody takes food out of storage may be taking the eruv food. The Gemara then quotes a conflicting brisa that says mishtatfin ba'otzer, we can make a shituf with food that's not clearly defined. So the Gemara explains that it's not a contradiction, it's a machlokas, besham besilo. The brisa that does not allow such an eruv follows beshamai, who rejects the principle of breira when he says that if a person dies in a house and only later decides which door the mace will be taken out through, all the doorways are tame, because we do not say that we view the doorway retroactively as if we were always destined to be the only one that the body would be taken through. The Braisa that does allow such an error follows Beis Hillel, who accepts the principle of Breira, and would say that even if the decision of which door to remove the body from were made after the person's death, it saves the other doorways from tumah. So here too, when one removes food from storage, we can determine that this particular piece of food was not the error food. The Gemara tells two additional stories of babies whose hot water spilled on Shabbos. When a baby's hot water spilled out, Rava said that if the mother says she needs hot water, even if she's so healthy that she's eating cold dates, a non-Jew can heat up water for her and add some extra water for the baby. Another time that a baby's water spilled, Rava, who lived in a neighboring chatzar where one of the houses had water, suggested that he would set up all of his kelim in an inner room of his house to remove temptation to carry anything outside of his house and be mevatel his own rishus in the chatzar so that the parents of the child can carry the water through the chatzar. The Gemara explains that Rava assumes two things. First, he assumes that Rabbi Yochanan is correct in that yesh bitul mechatzar lechatzar, bitul rishos works from one chatzar to another. And second, he assumes, like Shmuel, that ein mevatel v'chazer mevatel. Once he's mevatel rishos, the other party cannot be mevatel back to him, and that's why he had to set up all of his utensils in an inner room, knowing that he would not be able to carry them lechatzar anymore. The reason Shmuel holds this way is that the lola havi milsa d'rabban kichuch v'tulula. We don't want the halacha to look like a joke that people will mock, and it looks strange to people that one person in the chatzar won't be able to carry, and a few minutes later he will be able to carry, and another person won't be able to. The Gemara offers two suggestions of how Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether Mevatlin or Chazer Mevatlin, may actually be the subject of Machlokas Tanayim. First, Beplukta the Rabbanu Rabbanu Kamiflugi, maybe Rav who holds that we can be Chazer Mevatlin holds like the Rabbanan, that somebody who is Mevatlin Rishos in his Chatzir does not lose rights in his house and is therefore still a member of the Chatzir, so he can accept a Bitl Rishos. Shmuel holds Ein Chazer Mevatlin holds like Rabbanu Lazar, that when somebody gives up his rights in his Chatzir, he loses rights in his house and is no longer a resident of the Chatzir to accept the Bitl Rishos. Although in the end Rav Ashi accepts this link of the two machloksim, the Gemara rejects the link. Rav might say, like Rabbi Lazar, that he does lose the right in his house, but still retains enough rights in the chatzer to accept the bitul rishus. Shmuel may hold like the Rabbanan that he retains the rights in his house, but has irreversibly given up his rights in the chatzer. Rav may hold like Rabbi Meir. The second possibility is Rav may hold like Rabbi Meir, who says that if a person is mevatel rishus and then carries into the chatzer b'shogeg, he has reclaimed his rights, implying that rights can be reclaimed after they have been batel. Shmuel may hold like Rabbi Yehuda that if he carries into the chatzar b'shogeg, he does not reclaim his rights because he gave them up irreversibly. The Gemara rejects this link because both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda may agree that im vatan v'chazar mevatan. And the only reason Rabbi Meir says that the person who carries b'shogeg in the chatzar regains his rights is kansu shogeg atu mezid. We make a decree that the chatzar should become usher to the other residents on account of a case where the fellow carries b'mezid and restricts it to the other residents. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Maisa b'tztuki echad. The Brayse explains at the end of the Mishnah that the Tanakhama holds that like a goy, a tztuki cannot be mevatel rishus. And the only way to carry in the mavu when it's tztuki lives there is if he rents out his rights. Rabbi Gamliel, with support from a story where his father passed in this way, holds that a tztuki can be mevatel rishus like a Jew. The Braisa tells that Rav Yehuda had a different version of the story where Rav Gamliel said that his father did not allow the Tzduki to be Mevatel Rishus and demanded that everybody do whatever needs to be done in the Chatzer before Shabbos, because on Shabbos it's going to be too late, they're not going to be able to do anything.